my first steps in career choice. Abraham, how would you suggest that we know if we've actually chosen the right career? And how can we guarantee that we'll be successful at the career we've chosen?
What is your definition of career?
A career is like a life's work, an occupation that people could throw themselves into and put the best and the most of themselves into. And, of course, in most cases, people would also want to get a financial return on it.
What are you meaning by life's work?
Life's work? Some work that people would plan to spend the rest of their lives doing, like a job, a profession, a business, or a trade.
Are you telling us that it is a widespread belief or accepted desire of your culture to choose a career and expect to live happily ever after within one topic forevermore?
Well, long as I can remember, it has been traditionally so. Like, from the time I was very young, people began asking me what I was going to be when I grew up. It's interesting to me now to realize that even as a very young child, the adults around me had instilled a sense of urgency in me to choose some career. I remember watching The Milkman when I was like about 2 or 3 years old, delivering the beautiful, delicious milk in glass bottles and thinking as I watched him drive away, that would be my choice for a career. And then I witnessed a policeman actually making my mother stop her car by running her off the road. And I was in such admiration of anyone who's able to get my mother to do anything that for a while, I decided I'd like to be a policeman. Oh, and then not long after that, I remember a doctor set my broken arm. Another boy and I had been wrestling and broke my arm. And I thought I'd like to be a doctor there for a while. And then I remember when our house caught fire, the idea of being a fireman seemed like the best idea. And even after becoming what many would consider to be an adult, I was still observing and considering the multitude of options from my ever-changing perspective. And so those around me were a bit disappointed that I kept moving from thing to thing rather than settling in on one thing for my life, work, or career.
Many people, as they hear this childhood story of the events of your life influencing your idea of what you wanted to be when you grow up, might call your ever-changing ideas childish or unrealistic. But we want to acknowledge you are always inspired from the events of your life. And when you allow yourself to follow the flow of those inspired ideas, your potential for a joyous experience is much greater than if you were to select your career based on other reasons that people use to justify their choices, such as family tradition or income potential. It's not surprising that so many have a difficult time deciding what they will do for the rest of their lives because you are multifaceted beings, and your dominant intent is to enjoy your absolute basis of freedom and in your quest for joyful experience to then experience expansion and growth. In other words, without a real perception of freedom, you will never be joyful, and without joy, you can't experience true expansion. So childish as it may seem to many, it's natural that your life inspires your next adventure and your next and your next. We encourage you to decide as early in life as possible that your dominant intent and reason for existence is to live happily ever after. That would be a very good career choice. To gravitate toward those activities and to embrace those desires that harmonize with your core intentions, which are freedom and growth and joy. Make a career of living a happy life rather than trying to find work that will produce enough money that you can do things with your money that will then make you happy. When feeling happy is of paramount importance to you, and what you do for a living makes you happy, you found the best of all combinations. You can become very good at feeling good under all conditions. But when you become good at reaching for your vibrational balance first, and then attract circumstances and events to yourself from that happy place, your potential for sustained happiness is much greater.